Okay, let's say a short vort with a Rabram Shor Shlita from Parshas Vayechi from 10 years ago, from Tavshin Ayin Aleph, Halachich Valiva Valunj Bilunishmas from Rapelbas Vamosh, my wife's grandmother, whose Shulshim was last week. The Pasuk says in our Parsha Memtes Chavches, Kol Eila Shivta Yisrael Shemasar Zos, Asher Dibar Lem Aviyam Ayivarachosam, Ish Asher Kibir Chaso Berachosam. Basically, there were 12 Shvatim, and Avra and Yaakovinu, blesses each one according to their bracha. Rashi picks up on it. It says everyone got their initial bracha, but everyone was really including in each bracha. And says Rav Shor, a very simple question. At the end of the day, if they're all going to be included in each other's bracha, everyone's going to get each other's bracha, then what's the point of specifying each bracha for them? They're all equal in their bracha. Then what's the point of specifying everyone's bracha if really everyone's really included in all the brachas? He started with the klal, and he went to some specific brachas. What's the pshat for us to be able to take it? The end of Sefer Bereishis, the message at the end of the year, the end of Sefer Bereishis, what's the idea? So Rav Shor quotes the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, the son of the Sfas Emes, Tafresh Ayin Gimel, who quotes his great Zaydi. He quotes his great-grandfather, the Chiddush Harim, and who says the Chiddush Harim that our avoda in this world is an avoda, something called klal uprat v'klal. But we know one of the ways to be able to darshan the psukim, general, specific, in a general way, by psukim. But he says, what does it mean, klal, prada, klal? It means that we come down in this world, and our neshama is connected to something called nishmas Yisrael. But then we have a avoda of prat. We have a avoda for every neshama has their own tafkin. Him tafkin miyuchal azah isha she yesh bo yin neshama. Every single one of us have an avoda to be able to be, to do our purpose. But, says the Ger Rebbe, im inali ma mili, come just for me, the one am I. But then, what does the Mishnah tell us? Ugishani la'atzi ma'ani. But if I'm just for myself, then what am I? Says the Ger Rebbe, you see in this Mishnah of Perkei Avos, Perkei Aleph, Mishnah Yudale, im inali mili, if I don't step up for myself, who's going to be? Meaning everyone has their own purpose. But if I'm only for myself, ugishani la'atzi ma'ani, then what am I? Says the Imre Emes from his Chiddush Harim, from his great-grandfather, the whole word is that a person has to live with this balance. The balance of living for himself, living with his tafkid, and understanding that you have to be part of the klal. And the Imre Emes goes on and says, this is the whole idea. The Memtes Alf, Hey Asu Lachem, he gathers everyone together, Yaakov Avinu. What was that gathering? That was the koch of the klal, says the Imre Emes. That was the koch of the klal, we said earlier in the week, from the Rishoner and from the Or Panei Moshe, that Hey Asu was the when got taken away. Chodesh Baruch Hu took out the Ruach HaKodesh. But the when, the how slipped through, the Hey Asu. Hey Asu was the beginning, the klal. And then what happens? Then Yaakovinu goes to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and he goes to all the specifics. But he ends off 28 psukim later, Vayivarech Osam. Because at the end of the day, we come down with the Nishmas Yisrael. We're all part of Klal Yisrael. And our job is to find the avoda of the prat, is to find our tafkid, to find your individuality. Look at Rav Shechter on the Al-Torah from this week, in English, it's humbly individuality, to find your purpose. But if you're only by yourself, if you're only thinking about yourself, then what's the... Our job is the klat uprat uklal. You come down with all nishmas Yisrael. You come down to realize your tafkid, but your tafkid has got to be back to klal Yisrael. He can't. If your tafkid is chesed, your tafkid is learning, your tafkid is davening, or whatever it is, you have to make sure to connect yourself. And that was the avoda Yaakovin was teaching each one of his sons on his deathbed. At the end of the day, yes, every single one of you is special, but you have to live with that balance, the balance of the prat, the balance of the klal. Im ein ali mili. If you don't step up, who's going to step up for you? Says the Chiddush Harim. But if you're only for yourself, then what are you all you about? You have to live with this balance of re-energizing yourself, of your avoda, but also connecting yourself to the klal. Chazak, chazak, v'nitz chazek, shkoich. Wishing everyone a beautiful, holy, healthy, and happy Shabbos Kodesh, filled with simcha and bracha. And Be'ez Hashem, chazak, chazak, v'nitz chazek. Wish we zoch to be physically healthy, spiritually hungry, and Be'ez Hashem, spiritually healthy, and to know that the Rabbono Shem, this is the avoda of the family is to realize that we're one klal, we're one family, but to realize that our own individuality, our whole individual koichos, to realize the Chodesh Baruch Hu give each and every single one of us our own koichos, but to understand people, to live at that balance of the klal, prad of klal, Shri Zohar, Be'ez Hashem, wishing everyone good Shabbos, Shkoich.